The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
I need service.
Like a refill on your drink?
Or some more dipping sauces?
No, Goobers. I need service on my car.
Oh, okay. But I still want a refill on my drink.
Well, I'm sure the professionals at Sears Imported Autos can help with that because they literally do everything for you.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. Didn't Colin just take his car into the service department at Sears?
He did, and it was amazing. And we've owned a few car brands. We've been to a few places, but the service at Sears was beyond. They gave him a free Mercedes loaner while his car was being worked on.
Oh, fancy.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously with COVID, safety is so important to the family at Sears. If people request, the service pros at Sears Imported Autos will pick up your car, perform the repairs, clean, disinfect, and get it back to you safe and sound. And I must say, it feels so nice and it gives you that great peace of mind.
I know some places make it a pain to schedule an appointment. How is it at Sears?
So simple. No horrible phone trees. You can schedule an appointment right online at searsimports.com.
No wonder Sears won Best of the Best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019.
To me, they are fabulous. No, fabulous. Every day, every year, for over 55 years, serving four generations of customers. And let's just say, very few can say that.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes west of downtown Minneapolis on 394.
And online at searsimports.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 7 o'clock hour of Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk, streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. Everything entertainment, everything. I pressed something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do it again.
There we go.
My bad. Sorry about that.
No, I thought I did something wrong. I was like, kiss my grits, Flo.
Yeah.
I'm Jace with Lex and Kenny. Dawn continues her much-deserved vacation. She'll be back with us next week.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7:06 on this Thursday, July 29th. It is time. We're going to kick off the 7 o'clock hour doing a little Alexis Thompson not live from Tokyo Summer Games update. You got all that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's an Alexis Thompson Olympic update, not live from Tokyo. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us not from Tokyo, and she won't refer to it as the Olympics because we'll be sued by NBC, is Alexis Thompson. Alexis?
Konbanwa! I do like to pretend I'm there. But you're right. It's more like konnichiwa. Yes, mm-hmm. We've got lots of news from the Summer Games, as we say now. The U.S. has won the first ever 3-on-3 basketball gold.
Mm.
This is a brand new sport, so that's pretty great. The women's team beat Russia. Now, the men's team didn't qualify.
Oh, no.
So go, ladies, go. They won it. Pretty cool. Also, U.S. swimming added a bunch of medals, including gold for Bobby Fink in the 800-meter freestyle. We have gold for Caleb Dressel in the 100-meter freestyle, and silver for Reagan Smith, and bronze for Hallie Flickinger in the 200-meter butterfly. So that's pretty cool.
Congrats.
Yes. When it comes to medal count, U.S. still number one with 37 medals. China right behind us with 29, and Russia with 25 in third.
Congrats.
Mm-hmm. Simone Biles, still lots and lots of talk about her decision to not compete, but still be there for her team and anything that they needed. She was right there. Great leadership. We celebrated her and still do. She retweeted a tweet from a trainer and former gymnast named Andrea Orris in defense of her. She says that the girl has endured more trauma by the age of 24 than most people will ever go through in a lifetime. She says, we're talking about the same girl who was molested by her team doctor throughout her entire childhood and teen years. Of course, she's talking about Dr. Larry Nassar, who has been accused of molesting more than 265 girls, including several Olympians and members of the U.S. gymnastics team. So he's, in prison.
And hopefully will die there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is why it's actually a jump the shark today. We usually try to keep them light, but I had to turn off. That's why I do not understand. I really do not understand the vitriol and the gleeful mocking of Simone Biles from people who have never gotten off their couch, who are not athletes,
right?
Who have never endured anything that she's endured, anything like what she's endured, criticizing her. One, I'm not even going to give this termite any further platform or publicity, but a pretty widely successful commentator, I'm trying to think of just the right word to use for him, referred to her as an embarrassment and a sociopath, a national embarrassment and a sociopath yesterday.
Gosh.
And it just turned, turned my stomach. The openly, the like I said, the gleeful mocking and rooting against her, like not even hiding, like actively rooting against one of our own athletes who is struggling with her own health. I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad, you know what? I'm so glad that I don't. Yeah. I'm so glad that I don't. I'm not in that mind space because it's vile to me, and it's indefensible to me. It's indefensible to me. So,
well, he's got to be getting pushback. Please tell me the world's pushing back against this moron.
No, I mean no. If you look at the comments attached, there's a lot of like-minded people that I just.
I mean, she owes us nothing.
Really? Thank you.
Nothing.
Nothing. And just to pounce on her, she's an American athlete. She's one of our, you know, she's one of us.
Yeah.
And the, like I said, the public shaming and ridicule because she's taking care of her. I just don't get it. You may not understand it. There's a lot of things I don't understand. I don't understand this.
Yeah.
But to just with a smile and a snark in your voice devour her and make fun of her, I don't understand that thinking. I really do not.
No.
And I had to stop watching it. The clip pulled up and I'm like, okay, I can't. I don't want this in my brain.
Well, to kind of flip this around for things that I can't stop watching.
Yeah.
Yesterday was equestrian dressage, and you have to say it like that. It's like, oh, doesn't it just seem just so?
Say it again.
It's like horse dancing.
Say it again.
Dressage.
Dressage.
Dressage. It looks like dressage.
Dressage. Say it in your low voice, Jason.
Dressage.
Oh.
Nice. Whoa. Chills. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa, Jason. Whoa. Never say that again in my presence. I might be on your team.
Wow. Guys, I could not stop watching the way that the athletes, the human athletes, are connected to the horses, their athletes, the way that they move. It's just beautiful.
I'm laughing because I know you couldn't stop watching because we were watching Dexter and Colin was on his phone and I look over and he has a big smile on his face and he goes, "Have you seen Alexis's Instagram today?" And I go, "Oh God, what is she doing? What is she? She playing with her dolls? Like, what is she doing?" And then he shined his phone over to me and it was horse dancing. I go, "Of course. Why wouldn't Alexis be Instagramming about horse dancing? Why did I not guess that first?"
Guys, I'm obsessed. So I watched the entire coverage of this event. And then when it was over, they flipped to like men's gymnastics, which I watched a little bit, but then I went to YouTube and I just started watching as many videos as I could. It's really a beautiful sport.
Yeah.
And then the only thing, my only beef, it's with this and it's also with gymnastics and floor routines. When the athletes synchronize their movements with music, the announcers need to shut up.
Oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'm watching this this German equestrian doing her thing, and you could see it. This horse is like in step with the beat, do-do-do-do-do, and then fast movements, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And then the guy's going, oh, well, I got to tell you guys that, well, she's really great. She's recovering from a shoulder surgery because she fell off her horse when the horse collapsed and died under her. And I'm thinking,
what? Wait, what?
Yeah, well, I mean, this woman has...
That's one of Lex's animal stories.
It did. That story did not get any better.
It did not get better, no.
And I'm just trying to enjoy her little dance into the beats. Like, there's the horse, do-do-do-do-do. And, oh, just, like, she's killing it, you know? And then even with, like, the dance, well, that was probably not the right word to say, but they were getting it done. And then, same with gymnastics. You know, they got it all synchronized.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. And then the announcer's going, oh, that's going to be a penalty right there. And you're like, you know what? You're killing the vibe here. Let them just perform, do their thing. It's different maybe with a dive or even on the vault because there's not really music associated with them doing it.
Yeah, but a good you got to know when to, I mean, those commentators, they should know better. They know to talk and when to not talk.
Yes.
So.
Especially sharing sad stories.
You sound like me talking about baseball announcers on TV. Oh. Don't be afraid to shut your mouth.
Exactly. Yes.
Just enjoy the sound of the game.
We need to shut our mouth now because we're late. We got to take a break. When we come back, speaking of gymnastics, I have a story when we return. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies, want to go for a test drive?
I knew it, Dawn. Jason's buying us a car.
So, do you mind if I ask for one with a moonroof and heated cup holders?
Guys, I'm not going to buy you a car. We're going to test drive a new smile.
Rude.
No, goofball. Your smile is great. But look, if you don't like your smile for whatever reason, Dr. Amy at Hughes Dental can take you for a smile test drive.
How does that work?
Well, after someone does one of Dr. Amy's legendary virtual smile consults and they start to consider veneers, Dr. Amy can do a 30-minute appointment where she puts on a composite material that will show the patient what their actual new smile could look like.
That's some Star Wars stuff right there.
Well, that's why I call Dr. Amy, the Yoda of dentistry. Contact Dr. Amy and ask her about virtual smile consults and the smile test drive at hughes-dental.com.
Oh, and don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
And follow them on Instagram for the latest promotions.
I'm talking sneak back, kick back, gang, sipping 40s.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk. And My Talk 107.1's fabulous app. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Dawn's actually off. She'll be back next week. It is a Thursday, July 29th. So, Lex was mentioning gymnastic routines. Yesterday, I had the chance to go shoot a story with these young ladies are fantastic. They're on a national level. I got to learn a little rhythmic gymnastics at this training center in Plymouth that I didn't even know this was in our own backyard. And these young ladies, some of them perform on a national level. They are national champions. And this all came about. I made a little passing comment on the show that we were asked at the end of the show, we answer a random question every day. And the question was, what sport would you like to do? And I made a joke that I would like to do rhythmic gymnastics. And Kendall laughed, haha. Well, then she signed me up for this shoot.
Yeah.
And this is no laughing matter. Like, I went there thinking, oh, I'm just going to do, I'm going to be goofy. I'm going to be Jason. It was amazing. I was immediately blown away by the level of talent that these ladies, that these young women had, these young girls.
It's remarkable.
Oh my goodness.
Can you even do a somersault?
No.
Or a cartwheel or round off?
No, I don't even know a round off. I don't even know what that is. No, I
only
can't do any of this. Yeah. After like seven vodka sodas, I can do a round off. I round off right off the bar. But
how about a high kick?
Off the dock into the water.
That's right. From the pontoon to the water. Yeah, Alex, I can do a somersault.
Okay. But, so what'd you end up doing then?
Well, they taught me, so I didn't even know the fundamentals of rhythmic gymnastics, but I learned that there isn't just the ribbon. You know, when I think of rhythmic gymnastics, I think of that ribbon. I didn't know there was a ball involved, a hoop involved, and clubs involved.
You have accessories.
You have to master all of those accessories.
Yep.
So it was an education for me and maybe some people in the audience. So I didn't even try to be goofy. Yes, she did teach me how to do Daniela, who's a national champion herself. She taught me how to do the ribbon up in the air. And I swear, I felt like Dumbledore. I felt like I was weaving magic. And then I was pretty good at the ribbon. But then I just sat back and we let the young ladies perform. And I just said to photographer Eric, I go, just shoot them. I said, this is gorgeous. Like, forget me. Like, I look like, you know, Shamu with toilet paper, you know, running around above my head. Just go ahead and shoot them. I have a new level of respect for those athletes. It was the way they move, the way their bodies move in such a rhythmic way, a beautiful way, a graceful way. Oh, my goodness. And I didn't even know they're in our backyard. I didn't know this training center, this gym was here, like right in Plymouth.
Wow.
And so bravo to the young ladies. You have a new fan. I have a new level of respect for rhythmic gymnasts. You'll see that piece. I think it's next week. But oof, it was gorgeous.
They make it look easy, and you're right. They're
they
so
do.
Graceful, and they have the ribbon going around, and they're tossing the ball so just like beautifully. And
and there ain't nothing easy about it. I was watching these girls. They would toss the ball in the air, flip upside down, and catch the ball in their feet. Like, you know, they would put their feet together
their
and
heels.
Catch it
yep.
in their heels. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I can't even catch a ball with my hand that's coming toward me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And these two are flipping around like they have flippers. Like, they have feet. They don't flippers. And the hoop, they throw in the air and then they flip upside down and the hoop comes down perfectly over them or they catch it. I'm like, no.
I was hoping you would try it and get some of that super bass out or something.
I did try the ribbon thing.
Oh, okay.
I did the ribbon.
Okay.
But,
with the ball and the whole thing.
And there was a coach there. We got to go. But there was a coach there who I love. Yeah. She was from Russia. And she was not messing around. She was like, the girls, they wanted to take a photo, Lex, and there was like, I don't know, 50 of these young ladies, and they were all, you know, teenagers, they walk slow, they're on their own time, and they were walking a little slow to get a group photo, and Lex, the coach goes, I don't do a good Russian accent, but the coach was like, ladies, pick it up, he's a very busy man, pick it up, and I was like, oh my, she is not, and she singled out like this one girl, she was, Victoria, come on, Victoria, it's like, wow, she is like, I want her to work here. She was a good coach. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so next week we can see that.
Next week. I'll tell you when it's on.
Wait.
Yeah. When we come back, a little Would You Rather next. You're not the type to give yourself enough love. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk, streaming worldwide on our My Talk app. We have Second Chance Romance coming up.
We're going to find love today at 8.
Are we?
I think so.
Kenny, do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No. If we do, it'll be the first time in a long time.
Long time. I don't know. I'm going to try to be optimistic because I would hope that, I mean, hopefully, I mean.
Yeah. A lot of this is just a misunderstanding, you know?
That's right. A breakdown of communication.
Yeah.
That's all that it is.
My favorites are the ones where they go and have a few drinks and they don't even make it home. They're canning apricots in the car in the parking lot of the bar.
Yep.
Those are my favorites.
Or my favorite
tell
is what
happened. That.
My favorite are actually what happened last week when they decide just not to call. I mean, when they just realize I'm not going to tell my business on a radio show. That's my personal favorite.
Yeah, like I'm going to bail last minute. Whoops, bye.
I thought this was Kathy. I thought this was KS95. No, I'm not going to do it over there on my talk. I'm not going to do that. It's time for Would You Rather.
It's time to make a choice.
Would you rather?
Jason and Alexis present Would You Rather.
Normally we can push this off by telling amusing personal anecdotes. It's really early right now, Jason.
Well, I mean, we've been doing that all morning gleefully, happily. So, yeah.
Stretching it into a couple segments.
I love it. Yeah.
There's just so much to say.
So much to say.
So much show today.
Okay, here we go.
Would you rather
permanently smell like oil or permanently smell like nail polish?
Oh, oil. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oil. Shop smells to me, that's romantic.
Yeah.
You come into my olfactory zone smelling like a shop, I'm immediately in love with you.
Yeah. Same. Even frying oil, cooking oil. Come smell it like that. That will get us going,
you smell
too.
Like a chef.
Yes.
Yummy.
Fried chicken. What about you, Jace? You doing oil too?
I'm doing oil because nail polish, that'll get you sick. I mean, that's disgusting. Yeah.
Would you rather
wear a wedding dress or tuxedo every single day or wear an ill-fitting bathing suit every day?
Oh, that's so easy. Tuxedo. Yeah. Every day. Give me tails.
You probably have some pretty cool tuxedo style there, Kenny. Yeah, you don't want a nail-fitting bathing suit? No, I'm with you. At first, I was like, oh, I don't want a wedding dress every day, but that's better than a bathing suit. Uh-oh.
Yeah, obviously, I spend half of my life in suits and stuff, so yeah, I'll do that. Hell, I'd rather do a wedding dress than a bathing suit, yeah.
I was going to say, give me the tuxedo.
Yeah.
How fun would it be to have a full collection of wedding tuxedos that are funny colors, light blue, red, purple, all the awful, awful colors you see at weddings. That'd be a blast. I'd love that.
That would be, because it's just, you know, over the years, and you know, like in the 70s with the giant collars, and then in the late 80s with Miami Vice, all the pastels, you know what I mean? Everyone looking
fun.
Yeah.
Would you rather
be able to skillfully walk on all fours?
Yeah.
Or only be able to walk sideways like a crab?
Oh, all fours, baby. I'll be fast, too. You won't even see me.
I like this one. Yeah. I'm just...
Are you crab walking, Kenny?
So you mean all fours, like, with crotch up, right? Not like a dog, all fours, but all... Oh, that would be fun. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Here comes Krabby Kenny. Yeah. I'd have my lunch bag balanced on my belly. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
With the straw?
I would love that. That would be so much fun.
I am crab walking.
Okay.
Girl, I'm crab walking. I think that'd be hysterical.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
It would. We'd be quite the trio, wouldn't we?
We would be. We would be. We would scare children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If the three of us came together, be like, what the hell's up with these three?
We walking like, down the mid,
walking down the midway at the fair. Yeah.
Then we'd look right at home.
We'd fit right in.
We'd fit right in, yeah.
We'd just start our petting zoo.
Yeah.
Start charging.
Would you rather
eat mayonnaise out of the jar for breakfast every single day for a year?
Oof.
Or have to apply it to all of your skin twice a day.
Oh.
Oh.
Get in my belly. I don't want to. Yeah, that sounds.
I think I'm going to lather up. I think let's get squishy. Yeah. It's slippery.
There has to be some moisturizing qualities to it, right?
I think it does. I mean,
the secret to lathering up with mayonnaise is to find somebody who can eat it raw every day. You'd be the happiest two people in the whole wide world.
You just walk in time for breakfast, baby.
Come here, honey. Let's make some tuna salad.
Get your liquor out.
Some pasta salad. We got the mayo. Let's make a sandwich.
I'm going to do this tonight, too. Don't
worry. Get the
worry.
Lettuce. Get the tomato. Let's make a sandwich.
You're like, just rubbing on my bicep. I got you, baby.
I'm a walking chicken salad sandwich, girl.
You're lathering up, too?
Oh, girl, I'm lathering up. Okay. Yeah, I can't eat a jar of mayonnaise. That's disgusting.
It was a whole jar?
A whole jar, yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. Now, we've had versions of this in the past, but this is always funny. Here we go. Would you rather be stuck on an island alone or with someone who talks incessantly?
Oh. I
like Julia? Or somebody like that? No. No.
You want to be alone on the island. I know this, right, Kenny?
You're absolutely.
You're self-sufficient. Yeah. I think I would want a teammate, even though he or she talks too much. At least they're helping weave the tent or catch some fish. I'm like, I'm going to put you to work. We got to survive. So
yeah, I know you're talking, but while you're talking, can you catch my ass some fish?
Help me build this raft because we're trying to get out of here. Okay.
While you're flapping your gums, get me some mahi-mahi.
Right. Start that fire, baby. Come on.
No, I'm all about naked and alone. Yeah.
I see, you would think that I would say alone because I love being alone.
Yeah.
However, I am gonna surprise you by picking be with someone that talks.
Yeah.
Because I am thinking practically of go ahead and I can tune you out. I'm real good at that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Did you say something? Oh.
Exactly.
What?
So you've been told you don't listen too, huh?
Yeah,
I can. I can tune you right out, girl.
We got those skills, don't we?
We do, yeah. So, no. Build the tent. Build the tent. Give me some mahi-mahi. Yep. Build a fire.
That's right.
And you can tell me any story you want.
And hopefully that will be attractive to predators, right? So at least we get a head start. They'd eat them first, maybe, or attack them first.
Oh, yes.
We would be quiet ones hiding in the tree.
Yes.
Oh, now, I don't want them. The way you think.
I don't want them eaten by island dwellers until they help me build a society or my camp.
Yes, we need an irrigation system. I hear you.
Once that's built, the wildlife can eat them.
I hope you're happy with your choice.
Kitty, kitty.
This has been Would You Rather.
I'll summon a big old macaw. Go ahead, peck her to death. Take her out.
Please cover her in chum.
I'll throw her in the ocean. That's right. I'll tie some meat to her or him or her and put her in the ocean. Come on, sharks. Do your thing. Hey, Lex.
Ooh, yes, Jace.
Should we give something away right about now?
Yes, we should. What do we got?
You know what? I think we are going to give away fabulous tickets about an orphan. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving away tickets to the Children's Theater Company's production of Annie on stage November 7th through January 9th. This is a family four-pack of tickets. Alexis is looking for what caller, Alex? What are we doing today?
Caller four, because you're getting four tickets.
651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Caller number four, thanks to the Children's Theater Company. a great partner of ours for many years. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Alexis has Adele news and Kelly Clarkson next. It's off with your
head. I had difficulty facing the day.
I could not stay alert.
I stopped bending my limbs.
I ate soup with my hands.
I made robot noises during important meetings.
I would stare at people until they became uncomfortable.
Then a friend suggested Jason and Alexis. Their mix of entertainment news, pop culture musings, interviews, animal stories, crafting tips, and random, sometimes confusing comments have given me balance and the will to be a better me. Hello, world.
Maybe you're ready for Jason and Alexis. One quick listen should cause instant gratification. Side effects are a concern and may include uncontrollable giggling, unnecessary profanity, hot liquid diarrhea, puddles of constant drool, shrub-like toe fungus, mangled and deteriorated intestines, gelatinous clotting mucus, explosive anal emission. But these are minor. To find out if Jason and Alexis are right for you, ask your doctor. Or don't, because really, what do they know? Do whatever you want. I don't care.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did Amy write? Who wrote that?
Tony Lee wrote that.
Tony Lee.
Oh, no wonder. Tony. Oh,
Tony wrote that.
He's so funny.
He's so great.
We were so lucky to have him while we did.
Yeah.
Great production guy, my talkers, behind the scenes.
We still call his studio. Yeah. I'll meet you in the Tony Lee studio.
Yeah.
He's gone more than a year. Yep.
Yes. Jason and Alexis in the morning, which, by the way, that ad reminds me, I got to get a general doctor. I don't have a general doctor.
Oh, really?
Wanted to throw that out there.
Okay.
We have an unintentional theme in today's show, and I love these, and I really do. Lex loves these too. The unintentional theme is adulting, and getting old. I need a new. So if you're a doctor out there and you're good, call me. Anyway, I need to get a doctor. I don't even know. I got to get a general doctor.
The problem with a general doctor is they know your history, and you can't lie to them.
Yeah,
you
know,
right. If you get a new guy every time, you can always tell a lie, and everybody says, you don't lie to your doctor. Well, that's BS. You always lie to your doctor. The only people you don't lie to is your shrink and maybe your lawyer, depending on the situation.
What about your roommate?
No. Far down the list. Yeah. Way down the list.
True.
It's actually preferable to lie.
Keep the peace. Just omit, right?
Omit.
That's not lying, is it? I just didn't tell you.
Omitting, Lex.
Tell that to your new doctor.
Yeah. Well, speaking of roommates and spouses and family, what's going on with Kelly Clarkson, Lex?
Oh, Kelly Clarkson, Kenny, one of your girlfriends.
Kenny.
Don't tell me she got engaged.
No. Okay, she's good. Been There's ordered to give her ex-husband a lot of money every month. $200,000 in monthly spousal and child support.
What?
A month.
Starting April 1st. Yeah, she has to pay him $150,000 per month for spousal support and then an additional $45,000-$46,000 per child. They have two kids together, 7-year-old River Rose and 5-year-old Remington. And she also has to pay all of his legal fees, which is about $1.25 million. I guess every month she makes $1.5 million every month.
Good for her, but that's still unreasonable. That's outrageous.
That is a lot.
And we don't know the checkbook.
Yeah.
But I get the impression he does pretty well himself. I mean, he's the son of Reba McEntire. I mean, I don't think he's eating ramen.
Right.
I know that doesn't play into it. I know.
Yep.
I'm just talking in generality here. That's a lot of money.
It is. Now, okay, what about this? Some other things that were revealed in the documents.
Okay.
He gave up his career as an entertainment manager because when they were married, he really was took care of the children. Now he's pursuing a full-time career as a rancher because he has a Montana property.
Yes.
And he wants to sponsor rodeos and work on that ranch, too.
Yeah, so he wants Kelly to foot the bill.
Kind of, yeah.
Where's Mama Reba slapping her? What's that? I stepped on you what, Jason?
Lex, does that change it for you?
Yes and no. I'm just trying to step back and think, if it was role reversal and that the man made more and the woman left her career, would we feel the same way? It is still a lot of money every month. You were married 7 years.
It is a consideration. Yeah. It is. I mean, Kenny's putting his head on the counter.
Explain the state of mind here. Do these folks think of $150,000 the way we might think of, I don't know, $1,500?
That's a good question.
Or even $150?
Yeah.
Is this meaningless to her? It doesn't mean anything?
How much, because, Lex, how much is she pulling in monthly, Lex?
$1.5 million every month she makes. So 150,
so this is, what, a
10%.
10%? Is that what we do, 10%?
Yeah.
My other question is, where's Mama Reba slapping her kid upside the head? My mom would punch me right in the face if I did something like this.
Yeah.
She would not allow this. My mother would not allow this.
Well, here's the other thing, too, that I was reading about their custody of their children. Kelly has primary physical custody.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he has visitation rights.
Yeah.
And he has to go to her house to see them.
Yeah.
So,
but he's still getting $50K.
Yeah, for each child. So that's where it's kind of like, wait a second.
Yeah, that's weird. There. Like if it was split down the middle, you know what I mean? Like time, then I could understand food and lodging and kids are expensive. I don't need to tell you that, Lex.
Right. Yep.
And she's totally footing the bill for his ding-a-ling rodeo thing. This pipe dream. Why don't you get a real job? Go back to being a, what did you say, was a weasel
manager.
Agent?
Yeah, he was her manager for
a
long time.
He was slimy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you know, we don't trust those people.
True. And Mama McIntyre, you're right. I mean, I don't know if she's saying something to him, but hopefully they're having some conversation because she's definitely has experience.
Speak, Jason. What are you sitting on here?
Yeah.
Look, I know. I just think maybe a little. I mean, if he did, in fact, walk away from his career to support her and her career, maybe a little something. But, oh, and Brandon, the dude is Reba's stepson, by the way. Tammy writes, I would still smack him upside the head, though. She writes, I love our My Talkers. But I would give a little something. I'm kind of balking at the amount, especially because of the custody situation and everything we just laid out. You know, it just seems a little excessive to me. So, like, 50,000. Now we're talking. $50,000 a month, which I can't believe that amount. I mean, to us. Oh, I mean, can you imagine?
No.
No. Yeah.
Wow. Think of all the trips to the craft store.
Oh, think of all the trips to Disney.
Yeah.
Anyway, Second Chance Romance next.